Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bob Nightingale of USA Today says the Pirates are not going to take trade calls on Paul Skeens. They're not going to take trade calls on O'Neill Cruz, but they'll take calls on anybody else. How's this make you feel? 412-928-9370. We have a text here saying, Crowley, great show. I'm confused. Why would the Pirates want to trade Reynolds? Have him under contract. He's one of their best players. Makes no sense. I don't care what sports guru said he was on the table. I call BS. I imagine that they're taking calls on Reynolds.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trade him because he's a good hitter. And I realize he started slowly this year. He starts slowly every year, and that is a problem. There's no question about that. But you know, at the end of the season, he's going to have 25-ish homers. He's going to hit like 280. He's going to have an 800 or so OPS. And for the majority of the season, he's going to be very good for you. I can't trade a good hitter when all I need to be competitive are like three or four more good hitters.
Right, true.
I feel like I'd be robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yep.
Like, what are you getting back in return for him? A couple of hitters that haven't come into form yet? I don't know. And we have to remove this element of the conversation, too. Like, Ben Cherington probably shouldn't be allowed to trade anybody. We're talking about everyone being available apart for Skeens and Cruz, and the guy who's making the trades is the one who got them into this mess in the first place. Probably a bad idea to let him do any of this stuff. But it sounds like they will.
I mean, I think everybody should be on the trade block. I mean, I agree with what Nightingale he said. So I feel like, you know, they're going to try to save some money. So what's the easiest route to do that is to trade the pieces that make the most money, the Cabrian Hayes, Mitch Keller, and Brian Reynolds, to try to get younger or get lesser players for lesser money.
Mm-hmm.
And then try to build around that. Like, that just kind of makes sense of how the Pirates kind of operate.
As long as they go money out, money in, I can wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
I have to look and see what Reynolds is making year by year, but whatever his money would be going out, I'd like them to replace that money. That would be a must for me. I wouldn't move him. I've been all over this Keller thing for a long time, and if I'm going to trade one of my bigger money guys, Keller would be the one. I know Bailey Falter's been super good. He has a chance to be NL Pitcher of the Month, and they might have announced that already. Have they, Harry? He doesn't know. Thank you. That's that Waynesburg education he was bragging about earlier.
Yeah. Preparation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Always prepared. Yeah. Unlike West Virginia education people.
Yeah, he's taking a shot at my education.
Yeah. He's always prepared.
I bet you Austin Bechtold knows who won Pitcher of the Month in the NL.
They didn't announce it for May yet, so there you go.
They haven't? It's the second.
Nope. Nope. They only have the April winners, Max Fried and Yoshi Yamamoto.
All right, he nailed the pronunciation there, so we're going to give him a pass.
Okay.
Also, I should probably know the information, too. Anyway, Bailey Falter had an ERA under 0.75 in May, and the way things go is, whenever someone's playing well for the Pirates, immediately, oh, you got to trade him. Oh, you got to trade him. This guy's cheap as hell, man, and he's under contract for a few more years. I think Bailey Falter turning into what he's turned into, he makes Mitch Keller expendable.
Yes.
You've got $15 million tied up in Mitch Keller. In an ideal world, I don't trade Mitch Keller. Mm-hmm. I just go and spend more money. But mm-hmm. if it's a money out, money in, you can move on from him. Bubba Chandler right. comes up and backfills. Hunter Barco came back from injury, and the injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Now, you've got enough pitching depth. You've got Bailey Falter under team control, cheap team control, for a couple of years now. I ain't trading him. He's had 40 starts the last two seasons as a Pirate. His ERA is 4.02. That is more than respectable. I'm not moving him. I'm moving the high price guy.
Yes.
So Mitch Keller would make sense. I'm not moving Reynolds. And if you could find a taker, my God, for Key Brian Hayes, of course you'd get him out of here. And I think you might be able to. I don't know that you get a lot in return.
He's doing a little bit better than, I mean, at least the back issues. That's what I'd be worried about if I were a team trying to take on Key Brian Hayes. It seems like the back issues have subsided a little bit. Now, I don't want to speak too soon, but he's looked better, I guess, at the plate this year than he did last year.
See, I thought that was true.
Until you saw the numbers?
I 100% thought that was true, and I heard Starkey on Friday say, because Bechtold said the same thing, and I agree with Bechtold.
Looks better, at least.
Anecdotally right. looks better at the plate. And Starkey goes, oh, no, Mr. Limits, look at this. His hitting numbers across the board are worse than they were last year, which was shocking to me. The great thing for Key is that he's been healthy.
Mm-hmm.
One of these teams that clobbers the baseball, I do think there would be value in Key Brian Hayes. He is a platinum glove guy. I mean, you talk about gold glovers, and like Triolo won a gold glove last year, and we've seen great defensive players come through here. Key Brian Hayes is one of the best defensive infielders I've seen in my entire life. And the numbers back that up. And he doesn't make that much money. For the Pirates, it's a sizable chunk. For anybody else, it's chump change. And if you could hit him eighth or ninth, and he's going to pick it at third, and you've got a team that hits a bunch of home runs and scores a bunch of runs, Key Brian Hayes would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You might get a bag of balls in return, but that might be good enough. And then you know what you could do? You put IKF at third and maybe consider paying him. That sounds nuts. He's hitting over 300. He was hitting over 300, fighting for a batting title last year in the AL until they ruined him. Maybe you throw some money his way. Not a ton, but keep him around.
Here's your short.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem. If they trade Mitch Keller, I feel like you got to get a...
A legit
shortstop. I mean, their prospect pool is rife with guys who have played middle infield.
Then what do you do with IKF, though?
Play him at third.
You said if you trade Mitch Keller.
What do you mean?
You said if you trade Mitch Keller... You would
try to get a shortstop. I'd have IKF play third.
Or Key Brian Hayes.
He'd be traded too.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. I'm the GM now for ADK.
ADK.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.